feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti. Sakar Murli, 14th April, Part 8. The stage of a detached observer is very entertaining, sweet, and beautiful. Everything in your future lives depends on this stage. When someone has any physical illness, if he goes through that illness at that time while happily being in the stage of a detached observer, he then settles the suffering of his past karma, and along with that also accumulates in happiness in his account for the future. This happy stage of a detached observer, Sakshi, has a connection with both your past and your future. By understanding this secret, none of you would say that this beautiful time has gone by in just settling accounts. No. This alone is the beautiful time of making effort, during which both tasks are accomplished perfectly. The intense effort makers who accomplish both tasks experience supersensuous joy and bliss. The stage of observer, the stage of watcher, this is very sweet, very entertaining, and beautiful and happy. This stage gives you supersensuous bliss. It helps you in settling your past accounts, and also you accumulate happiness in future account. So past account it settle, and future account you accumulate happiness. To be a watcher all the time is like a mirror which is in front of you. You are happy, you look into the mirror. Then something makes you sad, you look into the mirror. But the mirror is never happy nor sad. It is always the watcher. You are hungry, you eat. When you are hungry, you say, I am hungry. Then you eat. Then you say, I am satisfied. You are standing in front of mirror. The mirror is neither hungry nor satisfied. It is the watcher. It is Sakshi. It is observer. So everything that is happening is not me. It is this identification that is causing sorrow. It is this identification that is a cause for unhappiness. In today, Sakar Murli Baba has used multiple times, rise and fall, rise and fall. But I am the mirror. The rise and fall is unrelated to me. It's happening outside. I am eternal. I am bliss. I am embodiment of happiness. These things don't affect me. I am the watcher. That's why this state is very sweet stage. Very constant and stable stage. Rest, all identification leads to rise and fall. This is the hypnosis which has been created. I am sick. I am healthy. I am happy. I am unhappy. I am hungry. I am satisfied. But it is the organism who is saying this. It's biological. This is a very sweet stage where you remain detached. In today's Sakar Murti Baba has said, Anasakt. You are in exile, Vanva. This is your unlimited sannyas. You should remain detached from clothes and foods. Because these small things even create hindrance in your effort, atak. I am detached. I don't have clothes. I have good clothes. I am detached from both good sari to wear and very cheap sari to wear. I am detached. Good food to eat, not so good food to eat. I am detached. You are in exile. Vanva. I remain absolutely detached. An observer of the play, of the show, of the game. That's happening. It is the identification which is the cause of sorrow. It is the hypnosis which is the cause of sorrow. Stay away. Distance. Undistracted. Undisturbed. That's why Sakshi is a very sweet stage. Sakshi is a very entertaining stage. Because here you are not the actor but the audience. So audience is sitting and enjoying. An audience are knowing every aspect of the game, of the play, of the movie. Because audience is watching from the beginning till the end. The actors who are playing, they are not there all the time. The screen time of all the actors are different. Though every actor wants more screen time, it's not possible for director to give them. Because he has to create the play, the movie. And one person cannot be everything. There are so many actors together. So it might happen that the actor who is making entry in between may not be fully aware of what happened before his entry. But yes, audience know everything. In the similar manner, Sakshi means I am audience. But audience to whom? To my own body. Audience to whom? To my own mind. So I am the watcher of my mind and I am not the mind. I enjoy. I am the audience who is enjoying. Who is not identifying. Who knows that this is screen and it is a blank screen. It is a projector lights which is falling upon that screen. But I am the audience. I am the watcher. I am the observer. I am the spectator. So I am the spectator of this body. One, I am the spectator of breathing. To watch breathing is the best exercise to become Sakshi. Breath coming, breath going, anapan. This practice of anapan is the best practice for becoming detached observer. First, observing breath, second observing sensation by doing body scanning, third observing mind, and in mind so many things, chitta and chittavritti, mind and mind's content. How fickle, how uneasy, how restless, fidgety it is. To observe the nature of the mind, everything that is arising in the mind, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, thoughts, they come, they go, I am not thoughts. Emotions rise and fall, they come, they go, I am not emotions. Memories, past memories, they come, they go, I am not memories. Desires, I want to eat something, I want to wear this. This sakshi can help you to become anasakta, detached. By knowing the impermanence, it is the law of impermanence, anitya. When you realize that desire itself is impermanent, just wait, it will go away. Don't try and jump and fulfill it. Watch, it has arisen, now it will go away. It's like the wave which rise and they fall, rise and they fall. Desire has come, now it will go away. And imagination, kalpana. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Chitta and chittavrittis, I am observer, I am not mind. I am not thoughts, I am not emotions. Just sit and observe. As if I am different. I am here. These things are here. This is body, I am not body. This is breath, I am not this. I am just observer of breath. This is mind, this is the content of the mind. These five, four things. Body and sensations. Body itself is impermanent. It will die. Body, impermanent. Sensations on the body, happy, unhappy sensation. There is pain, there is no pain. So it's impermanent. There is some sprain somewhere, some tingling, some numbness. Now it is there, another moment it is not there. So sensations are impermanent. Body is impermanent, sensations, these two. Second, mind and vrittis. Mind and its content, chitta and chitta vrittis. These are impermanent. I am observer. These are here. I am here. I am not under their influence. In today's blessing, Vardhan Baba said, Nirvikari means two things. Chitta is mind. Here in this language, because different terminologies are using different words. So Baba says, Nirvikari has got two dimensions. Viceless. One, you don't get attracted, akarshit. And second, you don't get vashibhut. You don't come under their influence. They don't attract you, nor they possess you. You are remain unpossessed. Because you remain unattracted. Because you are sakshi. Without sakshi, it is impossible to become nirvikari, viceless. You may fight with vices throughout your life. You may oppose them, you may defeat them, but they never die. They come up again, like the phoenix bird. They rise from the ashes. They rise and fall of vices. Rise and fall of thoughts, rise and fall of emotions, rise and fall of desires, imaginations, memories. Everything rise and fall is going on. I not identify. Why should I identify? So, sakshi is a very sweet stage, meethi avastha, entertaining, ramnik, and beautiful, sundar. It's a very happy stage. And Baba is giving example of sickness, illness. When you are sick, what happens? When you are ill, you identify yourself with sickness. You get attached to that sickness. You keep on telling, I am sick, I am sick, I am ill. 1 year back, the word positive was very much positive. But now, the word positive has fallen into disgrace. Otherwise, the word positive indicated optimism. But now the word positive is dangerous. You know, there are three types of illnesses at present in the world. First, fear of becoming COVID positive. Second, financial crisis. What happens to my business? Worries, stresses. And third, loneliness because of lockdown. Boredom because of lockdown. Boredom because of curfew. You can't move around. Your daily routine has been stifled. You can't do what you want to. Earlier, okay, 1 year back, people were happy that, oh, lockdown has come. Let us spend time with the family. But even that has become dangerous after some time. How much to spend with them? Earlier, when the person is out in business throughout the day, he remains happy. But then he realizes, oh, I should spend time with my wife and children. And he started spending, but he realizes after some time that these people don't match me at all. I was better at my office because their nature are so different. I can't stay with her. I can't stay with these children. They are so mischievous. So, the lockdown because of the boredom and loneliness, feeling of loneliness because of lockdown. And second, worries, stresses, tension. And first, fear. If I become positive, then what? Who will take care of my family? Who will take care of my... Who will take care of me? So, the whole world at present is suffering from anxiety, fear, restlessness, fear of getting contracted. There is uncertainty about everything. Death. If I die then? And they keep on reading about news whole day. He has died. That person has died. No oxygen is available. 50-50 ambulances are standing in front of hospitals, and before the patient's number come, patient has already died in the ambulance. Every alternate patient is brought dead. Hospitals are full. The ambulances are moving from one hospital to another hospital. Medicines are not available. Oxygen cylinder crisis is happening. Government is trying its level best to cope with the situation. But the situation is spiraling out of control. The more we are trying to control it, contain it, the more the cases are increasing, the more the number of deaths. And people are more fearful. So much anxiety. And those people who are already suffering from psychiatric illnesses, they have become all the more serious because of such news. And when they contract such a disease, they become all the more worried, angst-ridden, depressed, fearful, thinking of suicide. Yes, definitely. But then, Baba is talking about detached observership. And Baba has talked about all these things so many years back. And now all the things are happening in real. Have you forgotten that all these things have already been predicted by Baba long back? That world will become a mental hospital one day. How strong you remain within. So, detached observership means, in times of illness, first, I am not body. Second, I am not this illness. Reject all the hetero suggestions and know that if illness has come, it will go away. Actually, what we believe is person dies because of illness, but the reverse is true. We say that he has become sick and that's why he has died. But it is not so. Because death comes, he becomes sick. Because death comes, now he starts attracting illness. The body has already become vulnerable. He has already attracted death in his mind. And now the doors are opening. And no matter how much you are trying to suppress illness, nature will come up with new illnesses, because illness is also one of the methods to rejuvenate. If you remain permanently healthy, probably that is also, I am not saying don't remain healthy, but after every illness which follows health, you regain health, and this health is more lively than the earlier health. You become more fresh here. This is a nature's way of making you rejuvenated, lively again. So no matter how much man has tried to conquer illnesses, new illnesses have come up. Earlier it was plague, and plague has gone, and then new thing has came. Then cancer came, and now COVID has come. Earlier strain was affecting 1 in 4. Now this lethal strain is affecting 9 in 10. It is potentially dangerous. It is more lethal. Its presentation is entirely different. It's straight away attacking the lungs, and straight away patient is becoming breathless. Every patient is coming with decreased saturation and requiring oxygen. Some of them going on non-invasive, or some of them on invasive ventilators. But somewhere person has attracted death long back, long before. An illness has just come in between. It is not illness which is leading to death. It is the death which has come, and now the illness has come up to fulfill that law of attraction, that law of resonance. The law of attraction and law of resonance. These are the two laws. So, first of all, stop identifying. Rather than thinking, I have become sick, we have been given this hypnosis. Everybody who comes, he dies. Everybody will fall sick, and old age will come. Dehypnotize yourself. I am ever young. Every day I am becoming younger and younger. First, create this new belief system. We are what our belief system is. Create a new belief system. I am becoming young every day. Every passing day I am becoming young. One. Second, old age can never come to me. Why becoming old? Second, third, physical immortality. It's not that the soul is immortal. Decide that this body is also immortal. Because I do not feed anything which is toxin to this body. I feed it with the greatest and purest of food. The more you feed it with impure food, it will become ill. If I don't feed it with anything which is causing its illness, I search alternative methods of nutrition. When the body doesn't require physical food, it feeds on spiritual food alone. You come to a system where your body is in perfect healthy condition. You don't require anything from outside. No foreign nutrition needed. The subtle rays of the sun feed you. The prana feeds you. The global prana, the ground prana feeds you. The air prana feeds you. The sound prana feeds you. And the body remains in perfectly healthy condition, because prana is the purest food. So, you can even achieve physical immortality. Physical immortality. Old age cannot come to me. Disease cannot come to me. Sickness cannot come to me. How can sickness come to me? This is a belief system. Person starts believing, oh, he is positive, I will also become positive. Every day he hears new news. So that goes, the fear goes within, and every thought affects the cell. Our every cell and our every emotion are connected. Everything which is happening here, you feel I am hungry, the cell says I am hungry. It is the mental programming which has been done here. You can always deprogram and reprogram. You can create, destroy this new old belief system and create new belief system. Like, you want to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You set up alarm. What is the need for alarm? Throw away all the alarms. Set up mental alarm clock. This will never deceive you. create a mental program here. For example, if I create a mental program, I don't have to eat anything till 10 a.m. I don't have to eat then. But if I don't create any program, then I feel hungry because of lack of program. So it's all programming and deprogramming which is happening here. I do this, I don't do this. So I am sick, I am ill. You identify with illness and you fall sick. And after falling sick, then there are people who come and suggest you 100 things. Do this, do that, take this pathy and that pathy. In fact, no pathy ever cured anybody. No doctor ever cured anybody. It is the nature that cures. Patient means what? Patience. Whatever doctor is giving you, that is just to increase your patience. Yes, take this. It is a consolation. You take this medicine, you will be all right. He feels, yes, I will be all right. But don't think that that medicine is curing. It is the nature that cures. Otherwise, only allopathy would have cured people. But it is homeopathy also. People have been cured by homeopathy. People have been cured by many, many quack therapies. Unscientific therapies. So, every pathy has worked in this world. You cannot say that I belong to Ayurveda, so this naturopathy is foolish. Even naturopathy has worked, homeopathy has worked, aromatherapy has worked. Every therapy has worked in this world. For some individual, may not work for another individual. It all depends upon the law of faith. Anything, everything has worked. So it is not the pathies. It is the nature, in fact, which is curing. It is the nature who cures, but nature wants patience. Nature says, wait, you will become out of this illness. But if your conditioning is very deep that I am going to die, then nature also can't do anything. So it's all programming and deprogramming. So deprogram and reprogram. I am healthy, I am becoming younger, death cannot come to me, old age cannot come to me. All these people who become sick and they droop down and my teeth will never fall. I will have a very beautiful ears. I will have beautiful eyes. It is not luck. It is your programming. It is entirely your programming. You program yourself. Right from today. All programming should go on. You want to get up at this particular time? Programming here. You don't require any alarm watch. It's all programming. You want to get detached from food. You program it here. It's not about doing fasting and all those things. They don't help much. It is the programming that helps. It is the belief that my body, nature nourishes. Nature knows how much my weight should be. I have surrendered my body to nature. Now nature decides my weight. Nature decides my body image. Nature decides which nutrition from where I should get. I don't have to become restless. Oh, I must eat this, I must eat that. How will I get proteins and how will I get? Forget all this. It is the programming which is here. It is the belief system which is here. The belief that yes, the rays of the sun, the rays of God nourishes my body. That's it. Then you don't require anything. It is, you are the master of your body. You are the master of your glands and hormones. You are the master of your every cell. You order the cell. Cell, you don't need anything except energy. And energy, one energy can be transformed into another energy. The food is the energy. Food energy can be transformed. It goes in the body and it gets transformed into another energy. Cannot I directly take the energy rather than through food? Forget this. And I take directly energy from God, from nature. So I don't need anything. And so I don't create any toxins. So, Sakshi, detached observer. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. The stage of detached observer is very entertaining, sweet and beautiful. Everything in your future lives depends on this stage. When someone has any physical illness, if he goes through that illness at that time, while happily being in the stage of a detached observer, he then settles the suffering of his past karma and along with that also accumulates in happiness in his account for the future. This happy stage of a detached observer has a connecting with both your past and your future. By understanding this secret, none of you would say that this beautiful time has gone by in just settling accounts. Know this alone is the beautiful time of making effort during which both tasks are accomplished perfectly. The intense effort makers who accomplish both tasks experience super senses joy and bliss. Sakar Murli, 14 April 2021. Om Shanti.